You're listening to the Call Put Strike Financial News and Insights Podcast. We're recording every day the markets are open. Subscribe today and also follow us at callputstrike.com. Hello and welcome to another episode of Call Put Strike Daily Financial News and Insights. We're going to dive right in today and get you caught up on the markets and some of the daily financial insights. Here we go. Here is your daily financial news summary for August 5th, 2020. ADP's private payroll report disappoints, and Disney manages to climb on Wednesday. Things were interesting, and they stayed in the green as the NASDAQ advanced 0.4%, the S&P 500 was up 0.6%, and the Dow Jones rose 1.4% and hit a four-day winning streak. The Stocks Europe 600 index gained 0.5%. The yield on 10-year treasuries added 4 basis points to 0.54%. While our after-hours reporting showed Disney remaining flat after their earnings report yesterday, the shares saw 8.8% gains today. Not a bad day for Disney. Another gainer for Wednesday was Novavax, whose shares popped 10.4% after the company reported phase one vaccine trial results that demonstrated a positive immune response among patients. Interestingly enough, they also stayed fairly flat last night. I don't know where the futures traders were for today's markets, but it was interesting to see that it stayed flat last night when this news came out, similar to Disney's. So more good news on the fight against COVID-19 came from Johnson & Johnson when they announced they struck a $1 billion deal with the U.S. government to manufacture 100 million doses of the coronavirus vaccine candidate if it proves successful. As a result, their shares rose 0.8%. United Airlines climbed 4.5%, Delta rose 3.1%, and American Airlines saw a 9.5% gain after the Senate Republicans shared some teasing news of their support of an additional $25 billion in federal aid to support the airline industry. ADP's payroll report presented a negative outlook on hiring in July that was released today. Private payrolls increased by 167,000 in July. This was significantly less than the 1 million that Wall Street was forecasting. All but 1,000 of the 167,000 were in the services sector. So again, that was 1,000 of the 167,000 that were not in the services sector. The report illustrates how payroll gains are slowing sharply in July, and it's likely linked to the increase in coronaviruses, which is pausing the reopening of the job market. July U.S. employment and jobs reports are both expected Friday, and tomorrow, the Dallas Fed president, Robert Kaplan, is expected to discuss the U.S. economy at a special event tomorrow. So that wraps up today's financial news summary, and let's take a quick break. Upon our return, we will go into the insights section of the Call Put Strike Daily Financial News and Insights podcast. Stay tuned. And welcome back to the second half of the Daily Financial News and Insights podcast from Call Put Strike. On the second half of today's episode, we're going to take a look at some of the ETFs to watch in the biotech and healthcare sectors. Defiance NASDAQ Junior Biotechnology ETF, NASDAQ symbol IBBJ, is the latest addition as exchange-traded funds continue to elicit strong demand, given the strong bullish momentum in the equity market. With investments in the equity market edging high amid growing concerns over an extended stock market, the ETF industry seeks to provide targeted exposure to the biotech space that has been doing exceedingly well amid the disruptions fueled by the COVID-19 pandemic. So let's take a look at the junior biotech ETF exposure. Defiance ETFs is the brainchild behind the new ETF, which will track and try to replicate the performance of the NASDAQ Junior Biotech Index. Investors investing in the ETF will gain exposure to high-growth junior biotech companies with a market cap of below $5 billion. The unveiling of the Defiance NASDAQ Junior Biotechnology ETF comes at a time when investors, especially the young, are increasingly flocking to the stock market in pursuit of investment opportunities. With the tech industry seemingly overstretched given the highly elevated valuation levels, the ETF should be able to offer targeted exposure to disruptive themes in the biotech space, seen as an ideal frontier in the equity markets. Defiance NASDAQ Junior Biotechnology stands to compete for investors' eyeballs as focus shifts to biotech and the healthcare sector as investors look to diversify their holdings from technology holdings. ELPS Medical Breakthroughs ETF, which is the SBIO ticker, is another ETF doing exceedingly well while providing investors with exposure to the healthcare sector. So let's take a look at the healthcare sector ETF. Now may not be the best time to invest in standalone pharmaceutical companies, given that most of them are facing looming patent cliffs, which could take a toll on their sales in the near future. The fact that innovation matters in the pharmaceutical industry, diversifying holdings with ETF exposure is a sure way of helping to minimize the risks that come with investing in stocks. ELPS Medical Breakthroughs ETF, SBIO, fits the bill as an ideal ETF play for gaining diversified exposure in the healthcare sector. The ETF tracks the performance of some of the big hitters in the healthcare sector, projected to register a 4.7% average sales growth through 2024. In addition, SBIO should be an ideal pick for investors looking to gain exposure to small and mid-cap companies with more than one drug in phase two or phase three development. Also, some of the companies that ETFs are tracking are driving pharmaceutical innovations, and many of them are not staring at patent expiration on key drugs in the near future. While the focus in the healthcare sector has been on companies spearheading the development of the coronavirus vaccine, that is not the case with the SBIO ETF. Many of the ETF's components are not relying on coronavirus vaccines to generate their long-term shareholder value. So hopefully that gives you some interesting insights into a couple of ETFs to watch in the biotech and healthcare sectors. That wraps up today's episode of Call Put Strike, Daily Financial News and Insights podcast. I am signing off. And as a quick reminder, listen to the disclaimer that we have at the end. We are not giving financial advice, so do your own research. But also, as another side note, we will not be recording on Friday, so keep that in mind. I am actually going to be on vacation. Our writers will be publishing on the callputstrike.com website, so take a look at that and sign up for the daily newsletter. And with that, have a great evening. We'll see you tomorrow on Thursday. Thank you for joining us on today's episode of Call Put Strike Financial News and Insights Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform and head over to callputstrike.com for more financial news and insights. And now for our quick disclaimer. Stock recommendations and comments presented on callputstrike.com and the Call Put Strike podcast are solely those of the analysts and experts quoted. They do not represent the opinions of callputstrike.com or Call Put Strike podcast on whether to buy, sell, or hold shares of a particular stock. Investors should be cautious about any and all stock recommendations and should consider the source of any advice on stock selection. Various factors, including personal or corporate ownership, may influence or factor into an expert's stock analysis or opinion. All investors are advised to conduct their own independent research into individual stocks before making a purchase decision. In addition, investors are advised that past stock performance is no guarantee of future price appreciation. Opinions expressed here are the author's alone, not those of any bank, credit card issuer, hotel, airline, or other entity. This content has not been reviewed, approved, or otherwise endorsed by any of the entities included within the podcast. And by using this podcast, listening to it, you are agreeing to the terms of use and privacy policy outlined on callputstrike.com.